Bloody Hell Come On Tour.
Talk Radio.
Okay, we're hot. Good evening. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here once again to celebrate another opportunity of life. We'd like to thank you for tuning in and being a part of this hour. Again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are on Blog Talk Radio, amen, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. But we'd like to thank you for taking out the time to share with us this time. We are connected with Blog Talk Radio. You can go into Blog Talk Radio if you would like to be a part of this hour so that we can see you. We are doing Zoom, and if you would like to go to Zoom, the number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808, and then you would put in the passcode, which is capital P, S-A-M-23, Psalm 23, without an S. Amen. For those listening by internet, if you would like to call in via phone, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. Amen. And once you are connected, you can be a part of this hour, the listening hour. Amen. Amen. One of the things I always have a difficult time with is with multitasking when it comes to technology. I don't know about you, but sometimes I do struggle multitasking when it comes to technology. Number of different tools and operating them all at the same time, man. So if I do fall, please charge it to not my heart. Please, man. Please, sir. We are on this evening. We are in New Jersey with our regular scheduled guest, Pastor Reginald C.A. Miles. Amen. And we are from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 28, amen. And you will hear his voice. But I hope that you take an opportunity to study Proverbs, the book of wisdom. It gives you and or the body of Christ an opportunity to learn how to live our lives. Learn how to walk circumspectively, learn how to make good decisions, and everything is biblically based. Everything is biblically based. So Proverbs is a wonderful book when it comes to wisdom. Unfortunately, we don't take enough time to dive into it. So I hope that you have been with us on this journey through the book of Proverbs. We are almost, there's 31 verses, amen, so we're almost coming to a close. And it has been a wonderful experience on wisdom. So we thank you. We hope that you have taken the time to read and study Proverbs before we come on. Amen. I would also like to inform you that all mics are open. All mics are open. So please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure that you use your mic so you would have an opportunity to hear the word of God. And if you're on Zoom, I leave the mics open so that you can hear the speaker from Zoom. And if you're on Blog Talk, you don't have to worry about that. Amen. But just make sure that you mute your mic. Leave them open for those who come on Zoom. Amen. We're going to have prayer, and the next voice that you hear will be none other than Pastors Reginald C. A. Father, for this opportunity. Amen. We thank you for this day. We thank you for grace. We thank you for allowing us to be able to celebrate our faith and our victory in you. We thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for the book of Proverbs, just giving us the insight of what Proverbs is all about. We thank you for all those who came on that spoke each week on Proverbs up until time, until end of Proverbs. We pray that you would bless their lives, fill them up where they may be empty, Heavenly Father, where they may be weak, Heavenly Father, strengthen them. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that they continue to serve and be a blessing to the body of Christ. We know it takes time to come on to study messages, so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the time they put forth to come to your people to share a word with the body of Christ. Pray that you would bless their household. We pray that no weapons that are formed against them shall prosper. Bless this speaker this evening, Heavenly Father. We pray that you would give him the words to say, give him, bless his father, a desire to want to be on, to share. We ask that you would bless above and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. We are now going to move over into New Jersey. Pastor A. Miles. I'm hearing someone in the background. Yes. I don't know if your mic.
I'm hearing it too.
Okay, could you please?
I just Google stuff and then.
Could you please mute your device, please?
The medications I have here is amitriptyline, 10 milligrams a day. Lasix.
Okay, someone is talking about medication in the background.
Emma what?
Amitriptyline, which is also, I think, more about.
Okay, I am going to have to over and try to mute.
Okay.
This is what they have here. Is this one?
Like that might be from New York. One of the numbers from New York. Okay, that looks like that was from Maryland.
Let's
Amen.
Go.
Okay, I think I know where it's coming from. It's from out of Maryland. Okay, Pastor Miles, again, we thank you for taking the time to come on to share Proverbs with us. I'm going to move out of the way and allow the Lord to use you as he speaks fit. Amen.
Good evening, all. Good evening, Brother Moderator. Thank you once again for having me. That I always look forward to coming on to share with all in the body of Christ. And once again, thank you for the fellowship that we have one with another. And I'm just thankful for what the Lord has done for me in my life and actually going through the book of Proverbs because it's far. I wish I really would have learned some of this stuff before, but it just wasn't my seat. And I'm going to do something today just a touch different than what I have been doing in the past. For those of you who have heard me before, I really enjoy the King James text. I like the way it speaks, but for this one here, Proverbs 28, I'm going to be using a lot of amplifiers to make it simple, to try to make it plain. One thing that I was taught when I was stuck in the ministry, this newly called, and got stuck by Elder Larry D. Palmer. One of the things that he had told me and taught me, make it plain. Make it plain so that a child would be able to understand it. And upon going through the King James text, some of the wording is kind of rough and takes a lot of breaking down, but you only have limited time, so I'm going to get and read a lot of amplified versions on today. Now, if you've been going through, just a little recap about Proverbs. We started a section sometime where we were talking about the wise and the fool's contrast. Then we went on to another section of Proverbs, somewhere around chapter 24, when we were talking about moral, ethical, and spiritual precepts. Then, somewhere along the line, we went into comparison, warning, and instructions. And that's the section that we're in right now, the comparisons, the warnings, and instructions. We're going to get started. I actually have it broken down into 12 sections. So I'm doing my study on this and breaking them into 12 sections, which we're going to go over. The first one is contrast between wicked and the righteous. Wicked and the righteous. Let's go to verse 1. King James text is what I'm reading now. The wicked flee with no man pursuing, but the righteous are bold as the lion. The wicked, they flee when nobody chases them. But when you write this, when you stand up for right, you can be bold. And you can stand because you know you're standing for right. Verse 4, we're coming out the Amplified version. Gold who forsake the law of God and man, praise the wicked. But those who keep the law of God and man, contend with them. Let them marinate. Those who forsake the law of God and man, they praise wicked. How did you score it? For you're against me. But the ones who stand for rights, rise with them. Let's go to verse 5. We're talking about a contrast between wicked and the righteous. From the King James. Evil men understand not judgment. Now what he's saying here is they don't understand judgment. They don't understand justice. They that seek the Lord understand all things. Now, do you know everything? No, you don't know everything. Do you understand everything? No, but you are in a position. You are in a position if you seek the Lord to get the understanding of things needed for you. Let's go to verse 10. Who's going to cause the righteous to go astray in an evil way? He shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. Watch it, people. For those of you who know people that are trying to do the right thing, trying to go about things the right way, but you are leading a way or causing a way for them to do the wrong thing, you're digging a pit for yourself. One thing my dad, if anybody who's leading like that and you're trying to do the right thing, they might as well just go and dig a pit, dig a hole and sit next to it because they're going inside of it. And the Lord says, but the upright shall have good things for them. You're going to be prosperous. You are going to be prosperous. Let's go to verse 11. We're coming out the Amplified version. We're talking about contrast between the wicked and the righteous. Verse 11, Amplified. The rich is wise in his own eyes and can see. But the poor man who has understanding will find him out. Okay. You got a couple of dollars. You have the material things. You have all of that stuff that other people desire. But guess what? Wrong man. Sister girl. You're going to get found out. You're going to get found out. So why do you even want to go that route and be hit with lack of integrity? The poor person is going to find you out. How much more is a righteous person in the body of Christ going to find you out? You ain't fooling nobody. You may think, you may get away for a while, but you won't get away. Those folks in the South used to say, if it don't come out in the wash, it's going to come out in the rinse. And if it don't come out, put it back in. It's eventually going to come out. Or it's going to tear apart. But it ain't going to be no good for nothing. Let's go to verse 14. Amplified. We're talking about the contrast between the wicked and the righteous. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is the man who is reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord at all times, regardless of circumstances. But he who hardens his heart shall fall to calamity. You stand up right, you do the right thing, right going to come by. You don't stand for right, you don't get headache, heartache, and aggravation. You pick this day what you want. Coming out this day. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved. But what does that mean you're going to be saved? You're going to be delivered. No matter what you go through, you walk uprightly. The scripture tells you he's the wisest man that ever lived said, you're going to be delivered. Be saved. But he that is perverse in his way shall fall at once. If you don't like to fall and don't want to fall hard and fall all at one time, change the way. Word is going to speak for itself tonight. Let's go on to number two. Comments on government. And this is when I really had trouble, so I'm going to come in a lot of amplified on this one. Let's go to verse 2. When a land transgresses, it has many rulers. But when the ruler is a man of discernment, understanding and knowledge, his Savior will continue.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in time past when you had a good leader, someone who you follow, someone who's upright and moral. Things are going to happen, and things are going to happen on the positive side. Let's go to verse 12. Amplify. With the uncompromising righteous triumph, there is great joy, there is great glory and celebration. But how many times you could be around a bunch of people and you're having an outstanding, a glorious time, and then that one person comes around that just kills the whole vibe. You see them coming because you know they're not right. You just want to get away from them. You just want to leave because you know they're not right. People hide from that, especially a leader who's wicked but has that authority. So go to verse 16. A ruler who lacks understanding is like a wicked one, a great oppressor. But he who hates covetousness and unjust gain shall prolong his life. So you are just ruler, you're greedy, you want everything that you set your eyes on. Okay. Brother, sister, you don't have proper understanding. You don't have that way with all of knowledge. But there's one who hates unjust gain is going to have long days. I always heard that saying, the young and the rich die young. Yeah. I wonder why. I wonder, does this verse fit? Now, I'm not the end. I was taught this, and I'm going to exercise it. I'm not the end all, the be all when it comes to scripture. But it's something for you to read. Does that verse fit? Let's go to verse 28. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Didn't we just read something like that like a couple seconds ago? But when they perish, the righteous increase. So when the dead thing go away, now there's room for righteousness to rise up, even though righteousness could be there anyway. But many people don't want to go against that wicked ruler because we went in some time past and we looked at what happens when people go up against a ruler, especially a wicked one. Let's go to number three. I have a contrast between poverty and wealth. Let's go to verse 3. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like sweeping rain, which leaves no food. Them of their last morsel. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain, which leaves no food, plundering them of their last morsel. Now, I'm going to elaborate on this one. Our hearing here is a person, be it a man or a woman, they didn't have anything going on, or they didn't have, period. They didn't have. They was in the same boat with the other poor people. Now, all of a sudden, they came into some wealth. Now, they think they better than the people who they just left. You could tell people who ain't, people who came from nothing, but now they have something, and they flaunt it. I've always said this, and I'll say it again. Money doesn't change a person. Money is an amplifier. Money brings out what's already inside of them. All you got to do is wait and sit to see how they act when they get some money. Just wait until they get some money. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. When I drove to work and then went to the office, I saw a Mega Millions of Powerball with $400 million. How many times have you heard somebody tell, maybe you said it yourself a day past, boy, I get that money, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G with it. The only thing that's stopping you from doing it is you ain't got the money. So the money's going to bring out what's already inside of you. Now, you were poor. You got a little something. Now, you're putting down the poor people you got. Do you know you are like rain that's coming down, sweeping through, and what you're actually doing is killing off a field of people. You are setting people aside who can be fruitful, but you're killing it with your attitude. Let me get a point for that. That's the sermon in itself. Verse 6. Better to be poor, King James, better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Spoke on scripture on that already. And we touched on a little bit more here. Let's go on to verse 19. King James. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. But he that follows after vain person shall have poverty enough. I like the scripture, John 9:4, work while it's day. You know, when it's night, no man can work. In the other part of the scripture, watch who you follow. Watch who you follow. Because there are some worthless people. And you may say, well, who are you to call somebody worthless? Okay, let's go to Proverbs, the same chapter. Let's go back to verse 19 and Amplify. He who cultivates his land shall have plenty of bread. But he who follows worthless people and pursuits will have poverty enough. I ain't said it to the Bible. Got a problem with it? That's scripture. Let's go on to verse 20. Verse 20 in the King James. A faithful man shall abound in blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall be innocent. What does that mean? If you try to make haste to be rich, you're not going to be found innocent. Let's go on to the Amplified Epistle. A faithful man bound with blessings, but he who makes haste to be rich at any cost shall not go unpunished. I believe that there is self-explanatory. Go on to verse 22. He that hasteth to be rich has an eye of evil. Seeth not the poverty shall come unto him. Keep trying to chase that down. Keep trying to be rich because the scripture saying right here, you have an evil eye. If you have an evil eye, you have an evil spirit. Evil eye, evil spirit, you're headed for destruction. Brother Moderick, this time I'm going to open up the mics over the first year. If anybody would like to add questions, comments, or concerns.
All mics are open.
This is Edna from New York. God bless you, sir. It's good to hear you. God bless everyone on the line. I like how you did this study. I like how you went back and forth through the script, through the verses, you know, and then into other chapters. I just wanted to comment. I like this, Wicked, actually, versus the righteous, but Wicked and the righteous. Verse 3, there's so much that you said. But verse 3, when you talked about the poor man and how now he's oppressing those that are poor, crazy as a bedbug looking for a meal. I'm telling you, it reminded me of that scripture when the man owed the rich man some money. And the rich man was very lenient to him, merciful. And then remember, he went to his brother. I mean, he let him go. And he went to his brother that owed him. Two poor people that owed him. And he just about, well, threw him in jail and just about collared him, I would say. That's in my imagination. Collared him to threaten him to give me my money. And what you're saying here with this rich man, I mean, this poor man, isn't that something? God puts a magnet, and you're right about money too. God puts a magnify on our hearts. And like you said, all that, I went from the poor man to when people are poor and then they get the money and whatnot. You know what? What money does, it'll really show where individual is. And not just money, other things. Even your elevation. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Your elevation in ministry even will show, put a light on your heart, put a light on your integrity, put a light on how you treat people. You know, this was good. There's so much I want to say on this. I'm going to give somebody else a chance, but you did very good. Pastor Miles, because I haven't heard you in a while, but this was a very good study, sir. I again like how you kept jumping back and forth on the verses of scripture. God bless you, sir. God bless you. I hope I was clear. But sometimes my mind go everywhere. But to God be the glory, sir. This was great.
Amen. Minister Herman, I would like to piggyback off of that, you know, and so true, you know, when he talks about the contrast, he did break it up nicely the way he broke up.
You know,
when I look at, thinking about what you were saying in terms of a person who is eager to be rich can lead to poverty. People who eager to be rich are those who go to casinos hoping that they're going to get rich and can end up losing their homes. They end up losing everything they got. Get rich at casinos. That's the first thing I thought about. So many people who are losing everything, just trying to get rich, trying to get that hit that you know that big number when they go to these casinos.
Mm-hmm. And they'll do anything. They'll do anything. That's why he was saying that evil eye. You know, woe unto those that want to be rich like that, because they just, I don't know, they just, their hearts, they just want to say, look what I got, or I don't know. I've seen people, that's what I'm saying, I don't know. I've seen people like that. You know, they've changed. But then they haven't really, because Pastor Miles said it best, they haven't changed. All it did was amplify her. Who they were from the get-go, you know. And now they have it, and now they're showing themselves. You know, this is very good, sir. Very good.
Is there another before we continue?
Okay,
let's go. Subsection number 4. A contract between obedient and rebellious child. Verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. And what by that, he who keepeth the law is a discerning son.
Amen.
That's good.
But
he
that is the companion of riotous, of gluttony. Gluttony. Men who are good, greedy, change his father. Let that marinate. He who keeps the law, turn his son a wise one. But if you keep company with a rising or a glutton or a greedy person, you shame your father. And I can even take this. You shame your natural father's name if he's here or he's not there, and you shame your heavenly father's name. Let's go on to verse 12. I'm just going to let the Bible speak for itself. Verse 24, we come to the Amplified. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, this is no sin, he is same. He's the same class as open, lost.
You're breaking up a little bit, sir.
You're breaking up a little.
I'm breaking up?
Just a little.
Yeah, a little bit, sir. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm actually on the Zoom. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
How are you going to rob for mom and dad? And then you, this ain't no sin. You'd be a special kind of wicked to say something like that, or to even think. Let's go on to number 5. Usually. Let's go to verse 8. He that by usury and unjust gain increases substance, he shall gather it for him that will have pity. That will pity the poor. Usually, illegal action or practice, lending money at unreasonable high rates of interest. So, you want to loan the people, you want to barter with people, you want to loan them money, and you want to put all those demands on it. My brother, my sister, the thing you're doing is you're saving up to have somebody who really cares about the poor to get that. You ain't gonna keep it. Because you're getting it an ill-gotten way. You're not gonna keep it. You have to be a special kind of wicked to do stuff like this. And especially do stuff like this when you say you're in the body.
My God.
This is my saying. I say it, I said it, and I'm going to say it again. And I'm standing on it. I am not a politically correct preacher, and I'm not going to start today. I'm going to say what's in this book, but I made a promise to 3 people, and I'm going to hold it. My great-grandfather, my grandmother, and my father in the ministry, Archbishop Larry D. Palmer. On preach within this book. And if they have a problem with it, it's not me. You got a problem with you. Let's move on. Number 6. Let's go on to prayer. Let's go to number 9, verse 9. I'm going to read this in the Amplified version. He who turns away an ear from hearing the law of God and man Even his prayer is an abomination, hateful, revolting to God. If you don't want to hear what the word of God is saying to you, and you don't want to hear what your fellow brother or sister is bringing to you from the word of God, you might as well not even pray. Because according to the scripture, it's an abomination to God. You pray in vain. You pray in vain.
That is deep, sir.
You got a brother or sister coming to you, telling you what's right, showing you in the scripture, and you still don't want to do it. You still ain't faithful. You still complain. But then you got the nerve to get your order. Rub yourself down with so much oil, you about to slide up out your chair. Thank you, God, hearing that. He ain't hearing that. Scripture says that. Opening the mics back up again for the last thing that we did. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
You know, it's amazing. I commend Elder John and Elder Suzanne for bringing Proverbs to us, because this is the place where we truly, it will, you know, the Spirit of God, His Word, will truly critique us, cleanse us, and correct us, because a lot of us, even in the body of Christ, don't even realize what the different abominations or the different things that God really hates, really discuss Him, you know? And we're walking around and we have favorite scriptures and whatnot, but this here Proverbs, it will open you up, show you yourself, and if you're willing and humble enough, it will correct you in such a way that you will want to run to do better, not just run, say, oh, my God, that's an abomination? I didn't even think that was an abomination. Yeah, that's a sin against God Himself. I'm finished. This is good. I'm telling you. You know, it's a thin line we're walking. But you know what? It's a walk of righteousness and holiness. And we thank God that He didn't leave us to ourselves, Lord Jesus. If He left me to myself, I'd destroy me and you. But thanks be to God. Woo, Lord, thanks for saving. Sanctifying. I'm finished, Brooke. Pastor Miles, I'm finished.
But I have this. Forgiveness of sin. Let's go to verse 13. I'm coming
yes,
to you,
sir.
King James. I'm what is wrongness of this verse.
Okay.
He that commits sin shall not prosper, but whoso confess and forsake them shall have mercy. Mm-hmm. How many times have someone done wrong by you? They've done wrong by you. And they came, they confessed it, they asked you to beg the Father to have mercy on them. So those of you who don't want to confess, want to cover it up, you ain't gonna prosper. You pick what you want to do. Scripture's telling you, you pick. You want to cover your sins or you want to prosper? You want somebody to have mercy on you? They're not going to cover it up. Number 8, murder. Go to verse 17. Amplified. If a man willingly sheds blood of a person and keeps the guilt of murder upon his conscience, he is fleeting to a pit for grave and hastening all destruction. Let no man
my God. My God.
I'm
Mm-mm.
Let the word marinate on you. Let it marinate in your spirit, man. Let's go to number nine that I have. Injustice. Let's go on over to verse 21 in Amplified. To have respect of person and show partiality is not good. Neither is it good that man should transgress for a piece of bread.
Amen.
And you show partiality to see things that person's way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know whatever you're getting for it is a morsel of bread compared to the authority that you have to stand for righteousness? How many judges and people in authority and government take bribes? Whatever they receive is nothing compared to what they can do and what they have to do with righteousness. Open up the mic. I've got 13 minutes. I have 3 more seconds to get to it, but not much more. Any more questions, comments, or concerns?
Mm-mm. We want to hear you. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. I just want to say this. It's amazing how people want to conceal things and thinking, well, you know what? Ain't nobody saw it. But God sees it all. I'll never forget, and I'm going to go back in the day, way back in the day, I wanted to slash some tires. And let me tell you something, saved, not sanctified, but saved. I wanted to slash some tires. But you know what kept me from not slashing those tires? God. I could have escaped. Nobody would have saw me, but God saw me. And I thank God that even though I wasn't sanctified, the Holy Spirit was right there saying.
Is there another? Let's go ahead and close this out then.
I'd like to add on before you close out. I thought it was a very mighty word that was spoken. And we have to be very cognitive, very aware of the things that we say, the things that we do, our actions. Things that are done in the dark will come to the light. God knows everything. We might think we know everything, but we don't. But God certainly does. So only we have to constantly check ourselves and demonstrate a sense of love and Christian behavior. And we have to go to the Bible for that.
Mm-hmm.
And spreading the gospel.
Is there another? We're going to go ahead and close this on out. Let's go on to number 10, a contrast between rebuke of a friend and flattery. Contrast between rebuke of a friend and flattery. Let's go to verse 23. I'm going to read this in the Amplified version. He who rebukes a man shall afterwards find more favor than he who flattered with the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
He who rebukes a man shall afterwards find more favor than he who flatters with the tongue. Now, make this a little bit personal. I love you and I tell you I love you. You're a good friend of mine. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to hear it now. I'm not going to do that. In your Bible, hang a left. We went over this already. Proverbs 27. Verse 5, let's parallel some scripture. Open rebuke is better than secret love. I love you enough to tell you the truth. And if I didn't tell you the truth, I can't say I love you. But you want that one person that's going to give you all them good flattery words, going to stroke that ego, going to raise up that flesh. Instead of cutting that flesh and building up that spirit, man, we'll get off that and leave it alone. I think I've said enough on it. Number 11, trust. Let's go to verse 25 and 26. He that is a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He's going to be prosperous. Or you want to be proud and just stir up mess all the time. Verse 26, King James. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whosoever walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. We have talked about before that a person is going to be saved. They're walking uprightly. Parallel off another scripture here. But if you want to trust in your own heart, go ahead and do that. Now, I didn't call you fool scripture, did you? So he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. You're just like the one that says, fool says his heart is no God. What's that, Psalm 14? I believe that's what it is. The 12th and last one. Charity and giving. Verse 27. King James. He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. But he that hideth his eyes has many a curse.
Mm-hmm.
He that giveth to the poor shall not lack. There are some people living in this world that have money that can give to the poor. But what do? They turn a blind eye. And you know you can help that person. Come with the old church cliche. I'm praying for you. The Lord will make a way somehow. Yeah. Do that way that God's trying to get you to bless that person before he can bless you. Proverbs 19:17. We already went over that. Proverbs 19:17. You have pity upon the poor, you lend it to God. He'll pay you back dividends. But you're so tight to hold on with what you got. And then on top of it, it says, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. Every time you can help and you don't, I want to keep cursing yourself. Brother Moderator, thank you for the opportunity once again. If there are any questions, comments, or concerns, please open up the mic. We have about 5 minutes and some change.
Any comments? All mics. The mic's open. Amen. Pastor Miles, thank you so much for how you broke this Proverbs 28 down and made it plain for the common ear. Thank you so much. Thank you much so much for your diligence and your being a student of the Bible. Thank you so much. I would also say that I'm sure that all those who are listening, even if they did not understand the King James Version, understood how you broke it down. So thank you so much. As we come to a close, Pastor Miles, if you would close us out in prayer, and we're going to end this evening. We also like to let you know that we have, 29? We have a young pastor that's coming on for the first-time speaker, Pastor Pastor Wise, who is coming on. We have the 30th, which I am speaking. I may have to switch with someone else for that because on the 2nd, the apostle from out of Chicago wanted to speak. So I may have to make some changes for that. She said she definitely wanted 31 to 31. She wanted to speak on that. So we are going to make sure that we have the that time open for her when she comes on. Very powerful speaker. But she said, I want 31. And she said that at the very beginning. So we want to make sure that we have that open for her. Pastor Milesy, it's back on you. If you could close us up in prayer, please, sir.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who spoke and all things came into existence. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for life, health, and strength. Lord, thank you for all the things that the day had to bring. And Lord, I'm thankful right now for all who are in attendance on Blog Talk Radio. Lord, bless this ministry that it may continue to reach out around the world, Lord, because the internet is nothing but a worldwide web to which it's coming to. And Lord, let us take the word. Let us eat it up, digest it, live it out, so that you may get the glory. And Lord, let your Holy Ghost shine all around about us, that when people see us, they may see that glow in our appearance, demands an explanation. And we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now I want to him that is powerful to establish you according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotion pure before him and faultless. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in each and every one of us, now, here, and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you so much. We look forward to you joining us next Wednesday, same time, same place. Remember, we love